The new owner of Sawa Sen Mills has big plans for the southwest section of the mega 1.2 million SQFT shopping center. In partnership with Dyson Design and Build, Central Walk Sawa Sen Mills has initiated a formal process with its landlord, Sawa Sen First Nation, to consult with the community on a redesign proposal for Entrance 3. The project would transform the area into a 110,000 SQFT carnival of food, drinks and entertainment, anchored by a multi-million dollar 45,000 SQFT sports entertainment playground. The plan also features a 250 SQFT long Asian-inspired cultural lane that will include 15 restaurants between 800 and 3,700 SQ. Featuring uses could potentially include South China cuisine, HK-style cafes and barbecue skewers, famous hot pot, Northeastern cuisine, Indian, Thai and Taiwanese cuisine. An additional 15,000 SQFT would be designated for thematic Asian foods. Other added features would include an artificial sky ceiling, a mass LED effect, along with a performance stage. The community consultation process was launched on May 27. Over the coming months, we invite the public to provide their feedback as we craft and cement a concept together. The aim of this redevelopment at Entry 3 is to build on the already amazing and carefully curated design of Sawa Sen Mills, said Central Walk in a prepared release. Look for displays and renderings of our chairman's vision throughout the shopping center. It was just over a year ago when Central Walk purchased Mills from original owner Ivanhoe Cambridge. The global real estate owner-operator specializes in the investment, management, and innovation of retail shopping centers. The company began the migration of its Asianic headquarters to Canada in 2020. They earlier had acquired three regional-tier shopping centers as part of its efforts to endeavor into the Canadian North American retail market. In a tour of Sawa Sen Mills soon after the purchase, Central Walk officials said it planned to expand the food services at the mall and focus on developing a prominent entertainment presence at the property, as well as making changes to core retail offerings.